adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air. Now, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious quick energy cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another exciting Dick Tracy adventure. Say, don't you wish you could go on some of those adventures with Dick Tracy the way Junior does? Wouldn't that be keen? You'd have to be on your toes, though, ready for anything. And you'd certainly need lots of trigger-fast energy to keep up with Dick and Junior. Of course, you get lots of trigger-fast food energy in those grand-tasting Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice breakfasts that thousands of alert, active boys and girls and grown-ups enjoy so much every day. Because those two delicious cereals are shot from guns. When the sun-ripened grains of wheat and rice are shot from these special Quaker guns, each grain is actually exploded to 8 times its size. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked so that you get their food energy much more quickly and easily. So be sure you get lots of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice for breakfast. The oftener, the better. And make sure there's some in the pantry now. If there isn't, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at your grocer's. Dick Tracy has been guarding a mysterious pearl, the Black Pearl of Osiris, from the Mogul and his society of thieves who make their living by selling valuable works of art and other priceless objects. In our last episode, we heard how a board of inquiry had cleared Humi Batik, an Egyptian worshipper, of the Black Pearl, and had condemned Dryden Small, a collector of Egyptian relics and member of the Mogul's gang. Small is now in a hospital recuperating from certain injuries. While Tracy and Junior went to tell Humi Batik the good news, the Mogul surprised Pat Patton in his apartment and placed him under a hypnotic spell. It was through this method that the Mogul hoped to gain possession of the Black Pearl of Osiris. Will he succeed? We'll know in a moment.
And now, Patton, you are completely under my influence. You understand that?
I understand.
I will now give you certain commands, and you will carry them out. You will be unable to help yourself. You will find that you are forced to do what I command you to do while you're in this hypnotic trance. You understand?
I will not be able to help myself. I must do as you command.
You will go about as if you were not hypnotized, but all the while you will be under my influence. And now, Patton, this is what I command you to do, so that I may be able to gain possession of the Black Pearl of Osiris. When Dick Tracy comes back, you will be seated at this desk writing letters, as if nothing had happened. Then, after a few moments of idle conversation, you will say to Dick Tracy...
Oh, hello, Dick. I'm still writing my letters.
Yeah, so I see. Using my best stationery, too.
Did you see Humi Batik?
Yes, Pat. He was very happy when I told him the news. Have there been any calls? Any word about the Mogul?
No, none at all.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Dick. Why do you ask that?
No reason at all.
Say, Pat, you should have been there when we told Mr. Batik about the Board of Inquiry. Dick's got everything all planned, too. He's going to send them...
I'll tell Pat about my plans later, Junior. You better get ready for bed.
Oh, Dick, it's early yet.
Not that early. Good night, Junior.
Oh, gee, you're always treating me like a kid, Dick.
You going to turn in early, Dick?
No, I don't think so, Pat. I think I'll drop in at headquarters for a little while to see how things are going. Maybe some news on the Mogul. I'm afraid I can't get much rest while the Mogul is still at large.
No, I suppose not, as long as he's still after the Black Pearl. Oh, that ring you're wearing, Dick, you've still got the Black Pearl concealed in it, huh?
That's right.
Well, Dick, I was thinking it might be a good idea to let me have the ring for a while.
No, Pat, I wouldn't part with that ring under any circumstances. Why do you want it?
Well, Dick, the Mogul's loose, and he knows you're carrying the Black Pearl in that ring. There have been several attempts to get the ring away from you. You know that. Well, there may be other attempts, too. And it seems to me it'd be better if I carry the ring for a while, just in case anything happened to you.
Yes, I see, Pat. One moment. I want to step inside and see what Junior's getting ready for bed. Be back in a moment.
What's the matter with me? Why do I want that ring? I didn't give him the right reason. There's another reason, but... Oh, I don't know what it is. There's something wrong, but What, I don't know. I...
Yes, yes, he's getting for bed. Ready for bed, all right. Now, about that ring, Pat.
Yes, the ring. Dick, don't you see my point? This fellow, the mole girl, will stop at nothing. Not even another attempt to try to get away from you. Don't you think that pearl would be much safer in my possession?
Yes, yes, I think your point's very well taken, Pat. As you say, it is possible that another attack may be made on me. Another attempt to get the pearl. The Mogul wouldn't be apt to suspect that you're carrying it. Here you are. Put the ring on your finger, Pat, and never take it off for an instant.
Oh, I won't, Dick. I won't.
Excuse me. Tracy speaking. What's that? Escaped. But how? Why weren't you on your toes? Well, why didn't you stay on duty? I see. Well, you'll hear about this later.
What is it, Dick? What's happened?
Dryden Small has escaped from the hospital.
Small escaped? But how? He was guarded, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, but Fielding, the man on duty, decided to step out for a smoke. Small was sleeping, he said. At least he thought he was sleeping. When Fielding got back, Small was gone. Escaped through the window and down the fire escape.
Don't you think you'd better get down to headquarters?
No time for that. I'll have to issue orders from here. Give me that phone.
Here.
Wanted, Dryden Small, Egyptologist for grand larceny. Height, 5'8", gray hair, blue eyes, wears glasses. Escaped from City Hospital at 11 p.m. Make all reports to Dick Tracy at headquarters. That is all. Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a man answering this description. Height, 5'8", gray hair, blue eyes. Wearing tortoiseshell glasses, all police cars in vicinity of City Hospital keep a double watch for this man. Escaped from City Hospital at 11 o'clock tonight. Wanted for grand larceny. That is all.
That you, Petham?
Yes, Mo girl. What do you want?
Step in here, into this doorway.
Is that your car at the curb?
Yes. But never mind that. Where's the ring? You got it from Tracy, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You make an excellent subject for a hypnotist, Patton. Give me the ring.
Yes, Mogul. Just a moment. Like, get it off my finger.
Mm. Did you have any trouble getting it from Tracy?
No, I guess I said what you told me to say, and he gave it to me. Here it is.
Ah, good. Oh, I've wanted it a long time, and I've wanted to get this ring and the pearl it contains. It will bring me a fortune, Patton. You've been a fine hypnotic subject and done an excellent job, old boy. Now listen to me. Listen carefully. It's now almost midnight. At the stroke of 12, you will wake up out of your hypnotic trance. You will remember nothing of what has happened. You will be unable to remember what you did with the ring or to whom you gave it.
One moment, my friend.
Tracy!
Yes, Tracy. I've got you covered. Put up your hands.
No, oh, he tricked me. Patton wasn't under my spell after all.
Oh, yes, yes. Patton was under your spell, all right. But I sensed that something was wrong. He wasn't himself. He didn't act normal somehow. I gave him the ring, all right. But I decided to follow him here even so because Dryden Small escaped. I'm needed at headquarters.
Small has escaped?
Yes, yes. The police are looking for him now. Just as they're looking for you, my friend.
Oh, you're very clever, Tracy. I'm afraid I may have underrated you. I'll know better in the future.
You're not going to have very much of a future.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Tracy. Once before, if you will remember, you had me in your custody and I was ungracious or, shall I say, clever enough to escape.
I should have thought of that cataleptic trance trick when you posed as dead. However, it's going to take more than a trance to get you free this time.
Oh... What's that?
Steady, Pat, steady. You're all right.
Where am I? What are we doing here? How did we get here?
You've been hypnotized, Pat. You're just coming out of it.
Hypnotized? Me? What? Well, I don't remember anything at all, Dick.
That's because I ordered you not to.
Oh, this beats me. I don't know what it's all about.
Well, I'll explain to you later, Pat. Meanwhile, we've wasted enough time. I'll trouble you for that ring, Mogul.
Oh, yes, to be sure. The ring. The secret ring which contains the black pearl of Osiris.
Yes, yes. Hand it over and be quick about it.
Well, under the circumstances, I suppose I'd better. There seems to be nothing else I can do at the moment.
There is nothing you can do.
Perhaps there is nothing he can do, Mr. Tracy. But I can do a great deal.
Small! Dryden Small!
How did you get here, Small?
Very simple. After I made my escape from the hospital, I went at once to the Mughal's secret headquarters. I got there just in time to see him drive off. I followed in a taxi and stayed out of sight to see what was going to happen.
Very clever of you, Small. I was never so glad to see anyone in my life.
Thanks. Fortunately, I was on the spot and I saw everything. I saw Patton hand the ring over to the Mughal.
You saw me hand over the ring?
I saw you arrive, Tracy. Watched you as you slipped along in the shadows, keeping the Mughal covered. Isn't it too bad that you had no idea that I, too, was slipping along in the shadows, keeping you covered?
Oh, good work, Small. If I had planned it myself, I couldn't have planned it any better.
I intend to be well paid for what I've done, Mughal. Remember that?
You will be well paid. Don't worry.
Well, now, if you gentlemen are through congratulating each other and talking about the division of spoils, you might tell me what you intend to do with Patton and myself.
Well, thanks to Small, Tracy, I still have the secret ring and the black pearl it contains. And as for you and Patton...
Yes? As for me and Patton?
Well, I think the best thing to do in your case... The best thing to do from the point of view of Mr. Small and myself would be to put you and Mr. Patton out of the way for good. Yes, it seems to me that would be the best and only thing to do, Mr. Tracy. And we might just as well do it now.
Will Dick Tracy and Pat escape from the Mughal? Faced by pistols in the hands of both the Mughal and Dryden Small, they seem to have very little chance. And what about the Black Pearl? Will the Mughal keep it in his possession? Time will tell. But now it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by the makers of delicious, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, shot from guns to give you quick energy like Dick Tracy's.
The meeting will now come to order. And boy, am I excited, aren't you, about those swell Dick Tracy secret rings, I mean?
I certainly am, Junior, and I have been ever since I saw them. In fact, I've got one myself. Look.
Gee, that looks great. You'd never know there was a secret compartment in it, would you?
Well, not unless you're in the know. That's a wonderful place to keep secret messages and notes. But another thing I like about this secret ring is the picture of Dick on it. You can be mighty proud to wear that ring, Junior.
I am, and I'm going to wear mine the rest of my life.
Well, you can. That ring is certainly made to last, and you can even adjust the size to fit your finger as you grow bigger.
Say, look at the way it shines in the light.
Well, that's because it's a fine gold-plated ring, Junior. And just think, every boy and girl can get one free.
So tell the fellas and girls how to get their Dick Tracy secret rings now, will you, Mr. Quaker Man?
All right. Well, now, here's all you do to get your Dick Tracy secret ring, boys and girls. Start eating delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the cereal shot from guns to give you trigger-fast energy. Then just tear the tops off five packages. Mail the five box tops with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Say, let's not forget those good-looking Dick Tracy bangle bracelets.
That's right. You girls can get a beautiful bangle bracelet as well as a Dick Tracy secret ring free. It's one of those smart new bracelets with pictures of Dick Tracy and Junior and a lucky four-leaf clover on the charm.
It's gold-plated, too, just like the secret ring.
And you just mail five Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for the Dick Tracy bangle bracelet. State whether you want the secret ring or the Dick Tracy charm bracelet. Remember, you send five Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for one of each to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. So tear the tops off the packages of delicious, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice as they're empty. And if there isn't one of those red and blue packages in your pantry now, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. Look for the store that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign.
All adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this time. That is all.